sorry about the technical difficulty, but
we were on Phyllis.
We were talking. Yeah,
she wants to call in. Let us have it. We didn't call that the Iron Bowl. Someone else did. We were reporting on it objectively.
Right. Correctly.
So
that is the Egg Bowl.
This is the Egg Bowl. I'm not sure of the origins of that.
I can't say much because
I'm a historian about other things.
There's Brown Jug games and all this other stuff. So I mean, the Egg Bowl is kind of intriguing. I'd kind of like to know what that had to do with.
Yeah, that will be something for sure.
But you know, let's talk about that upset that you called.
Yeah, I know it was in Starkville. Two contrasting styles. When it comes to teams like to toss it around, it seems like sometimes you can let them do that.
Yeah.
Take them out of it. I know this is another conference totally, but the kid from Washington State this weekend threw for 760-odd yards in one game, and they lost. So now I know the kicker missed an 8-foot field goal, so it's really not on the quarterback.
Hey, those short ones are tough sometimes.
But I'm just saying that tossing it around like that, sometimes it doesn't eat up the clock as you wish, but I don't really think there's in that game that A&M wanted to eat the clock up. They really never had a chance.
No, I think Mississippi come out with a game plan, and
Prescott is, he's got to be 2 or 3 on the Heisman, especially after what Abilova did this week. Dibby from Oregon.
And
Mariota.
And Jay Moore's pick is now off the board. I don't know if you saw that. I know this is non-SEC related, but he said Taysom Hill was his dark horse to win it, and Taysom Hill broke his leg this week. So.
Oh, from BYU?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
And I feel bad because that's a good kid, and he was really good.
Yeah, yeah. And aside from that, they lost, which that takes – that I would have – they were my dark horse number 4. I don't think we ever predicted our 4 for the end of the year.
I don't think we did.
But that was my dark horse 4 just because of their schedule. You know, like that year they won the national title, they ended up going undefeated. But it really wasn't really won anything around home about as far as who they beat.
Right. But, you know, let's talk about those Starkville natives there.
Yeah, Mississippi State, they've...
putting up 48 against Texas A&M. Yeah, you're at home, but Texas A&M we thought was the front runner in that division.
Yeah, they actually... they were. I guess that goes without saying. But I didn't really see any of this. Whenever I said that Mississippi State would win, I didn't see it really being a throttling.
Yeah.
I didn't see them being tied for first after that game either.
It is very true.
Because it's a 3-way tie for first now.
Yeah, it is.
And it's kind of a shame this year that they're starting the playoff this year. Because it seems like the playoff is actually going on week to week in the SEC West.
Yeah, and as much as, you know, we thought they'd beat each other up and not look good, I'm starting to believe there's going to be 2 SEC teams in this playoff.
It really depends. It really depends. I mean, it goes without saying, I understand that. But I don't know that anybody from the East is going to be in it.
We'll see. Maybe. I could make a case for a couple that could sneak in, but... Yeah. If I had to put money down on it, I would say it's probably 2 West teams, if it is.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is with sneak in, if any team from the East wins the conference championship, they're going to have 2 losses.
Right.
I really don't think there's going to be a 1-loss East team that gets in.
Yeah, I would agree there. And
which, you know, that's just the way it's playing out this year, so... The West, they could, you know, Auburn could go down and they could run the table and lose to Alabama.
They could.
And not get to go to Atlanta.
And I definitely can't, especially since we're talking Mississippi State. I went to a family wedding on my wife's side.
That's
a couple weekends ago. And luckily enough, not only was, I know the bride was, I believe the groom was as well, our graduates from Mississippi State. So I was in a room full of SEC people because they were, I think every team was represented at this wedding.
Right.
It was very crazy. But I did want to give a shout out to a couple of our new listeners, and that is Shiloh and Bowen Lancaster, who I was able to talk to, and they're now fans of the show. And so if you guys are listening, I definitely appreciate you guys listening. It was great meeting you guys. And very knowledgeable about Mississippi State. They didn't just go to the school. These everybody in that room watches their team, and it was very cool to be in an SEC wedding, basically.
Yeah.
But wanted to give them the shout out real quick while we were talking about the Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Lose their coach.
don't know. Didn't get a chance to ask him that. I felt bad because we were having a really good conversation. So
yeah, that might be a sore subject. Should have brought that up, but I was trying to transition.
Let's see, what other games are we missing?
Transition into Tennessee, Florida with that comment.
Did Tennessee and Florida play this week?
Yeah, they did.
Okay. I don't know why I don't have that written down.
Well, Tennessee.
Probably because was it memorable?
It was
for some reason I missed it, so that's why I was.
All right, so let me recap. Tennessee up 9-0 in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
Florida swaps or pulls out Driscoll.
Yes. For the aforementioned guy.
Brings in the true freshman.
Yes, the guy I mentioned before.
Comes in 4-for-6, 146 yards, scores 10 points. Muschamp talks after the game. But final score 10-9. Muschamp tells everybody how he loves to see the look on their faces when they lose.
Could be short-lived.
That game was something else. I watched every bit of it. It was on at noon. My team didn't start till 4. So I watched every bit of it. There's not really much to report on it. We had 3 field goals for the first 52 minutes of the game.
Right.
Tennessee does what they do against Florida. That's 10 in a row they've lost to Florida. And Florida's been down lately.
They have.
So
there's a bright spot.
That is a bright spot. But
well, the win was. Can't say much for next week. But it looks like Driscoll may be back in.
Oh, well, he'll be back in.
Like I said, we won't really get into it.
No, he'll be back in.
The other guy will not be playing.
Will not be playing.
He's going to be detained by local law enforcement.
I don't know if he's being detained.
Well, he's being investigated.
He's going to be detained.
And there's no.
He'll be barred from the field.
There's no exempt list in college like there is in the NFL. They crazy list where if you're being, you're somewhere in the legal system that you can just kind of hang out and still get paid. Yeah,
he'll be barred from the field. How about
right.
That?
He will not be in attendance.
He won't have a uniform on.
He will not be in attendance, I believe.
Job done. He probably won't be there either.
He'll probably be watching from a closed circuit television.
Yes, and that's, you know, from what I hear, a lot of Florida fans had some faith in that kid for some reason.
Well, and,
I don't pay attention to the Gators.
You know, hopefully it works out for him, and hopefully maybe it was just a misunderstanding of some type.
Violent misunderstanding.
Sorry. You know, the details that keep spilling in about it,
Oh, no, look at this.
But, as the people around here, when they have TVs on, we do these shows. You never know what's on here. I mean, right now Pee Wee's Playhouse is on, and we're talking. There's a chair talking.
It's Morpheus with his hat on.
Yeah, basically. But blue pill or red pill here. But last couple games on there.
Kentucky, South Carolina.
Right.
Kentucky. Big deal for Kentucky.
I mean, Kentucky.
Maybe a bigger deal for South Carolina.
I think it was great for Kentucky, and we'll hit on them in a minute because once again they won the game, so I want to give them their due credit.
And
but
they should be Florida.
I tweeted out earlier towards the direction of Jay Moore. I hope he got it. I don't care if he read it on the show or not. That's up to him. But I hope he got it. Seems to me like now Steve Spurrier's got a bruised ego.
Oh, certainly. I don't know. Maybe he thought he had something there with Mr. Thompson, hey buddy. Or I'm not sure. Maybe they just got behind in that game and had to get away from pumping it to Davis. Because, like I said, when we were previewing these teams earlier this year, Connor Shaw was Mr. Third Down for them.
He was.
And they don't have that anymore.
No.
I mean, 3rd and 6, they pretty much have to throw a slant. And you cover Pharaoh, and I mean, he's their playmaker. They really just, they're not making it happen when they need to make it happen. They did one game this year, and I don't know, they've got 3 losses in the conference already.
South Carolina?
Yeah.
Oh, they had 2.
They got 3.
Who did they lose to?
A&M, Missouri.
Oh, Missouri, I forgot. Yeah, they're pretty much out.
They're 3 games behind Missouri.
I mean, I feel pretty safe in saying they're pretty much out.
They're 3 games behind Missouri. They're 2 games behind Florida.
Yeah.
As bad as we talk about Florida, Florida's only got 1 conference loss.
It's true. Very true.
They're right there at it. And I know everyone's making fun of them. And, you know, saying, oh, Florida kicking them while they're down. But they've got a stout defense. And they've got 1 loss. And that's really all that matters. Remember that year Ohio State won the championship?
How can I forget it? They haven't stopped talking about it.
beat Purdue by 3 points with a Techian junior punt return at the end.
Right.
Craig Krenzel had to pull off a miracle to beat Cincinnati.
Yeah.
It all added up. So,
boom, they're in.
As much as I like to make fun of Florida, because I do not like the Gators with a Y, but they're not out of it. South Carolina is out of it. They still have to play Florida.
Yeah.
They still have to play Tennessee.
It's true.
They don't have to play Georgia. They beat them.
Which was a whole nother issue. But speaking of Georgia, in that last game, they were able to beat Vanderbilt in what looked like a barn burner.
Yeah, it did. Excuse me. It did. Still troubled by the quarterback play. And I can go on for, you're going to have to temper me on my Georgia speak. I can go on for hours.
Well, but like you brought up, he's Mason's averaging how many passing yards a game?
I think the Georgia's like at 170 yards passing a game, right behind Missouri at 222. I looked at these numbers today for some reason.
And I mean, it's nothing personal to Mason, but you know, I was doing a lot of bar bets saying this under 200 thing. It just, the style offense run doesn't require him to throw a lot of long passes.
Well, they do have a long pass of 50 yards this year.
Well, they do, but it wasn't in the air, was it?
Yeah, it was in the air.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back.
Todd Gurley happened to throw it, though.
Oh, well.
This week.
Well.
So he's got their longest run and their longest pass completion.
Well, if nothing else, Georgia fans, even though you guys are winning and doing well, in case something happens, your star running back can throw farther than your quarterback.
Malcolm Mitchell didn't come up lame this week. It looked good.
Always a plus.
Georgia lost two defensive backs this week. Dismissed.
Oh, okay.
That makes 8 for the year.
Still not anywhere close to those other schools, but I think they're right middle of the pack of the SEC now.
Well, no, defensive backs.
Yeah.
Not just on the team.
Well, I'm just talking about overall players lost to being kicked off teams.
They've had other players kicked off the team, too.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying 8 players in the defensive backfield. I can name them all for you. I'm not going to because it infuriates me. But let me make sure. Yes, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4 dismissed, 1 transferred, 2 transferred, 1 medically disqualified, 1 medical redshirt.
So that could be why they have a problem in the middle of the field.
That's... Why would you have any more than 8 on your team? And they still have to put 5 out there in a nickel situation.
Wow.
With no depth.
You have to start digging into safeties now.
So, a couple of those were safeties. I'm just counting defensive back.
Oh, yeah, just defensive back in general.
So, if you have 5 guys that start after losing 8, so that's 13. That means if everyone had a backup with 3 left over, you've devoted 13 scholarships to defensive back.
That are no longer playing for you right now.
8 of them are not playing.
Yeah.
So, if you devoted 13 scholarships to defensive back, 8 are not playing, that's 5 naked with no backups. So that means they have to have another 5 to back them up. So
where are they getting them? I mean, you got to start signing them off the soccer team or something, right?
I know why they're leaving, because there's a changing of the guard.
Yeah.
The same DC's not there.
Right.
So Sheldon Dawson left this week because he was mad about playing time.
Which, to be fair, I don't remember his name being called, so it means he probably didn't play a lot.
Well, yeah, I think he had 3 tackles this year. But one way to earn playing time is to earn playing time.
Yeah. Have a good practice, you know?
Maybe 2 good practices.
Yeah.
But Georgia, they did what they should have done against Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt is way down compared to recent years. I know Vanderbilt was way up before. They were as good as Vanderbilt will ever be.
Right.
And I'm not really taking a shot at Vanderbilt, but when you have to have a 1,200 to get in?
Yeah.
Or was it a 1,400 to get in? 16 is perfect, right?
It was. I don't know if it's changed since we took it. I want to say it's 14. I want to say it's 14.
14 to get in, I'm sure. Which is fine.
Yeah.
If, you're just not going to win football games.
No, not unless you get a team full of Ryan Fitzpatrick's or something, because I think he was Ivy League. He went to Harvard, Yale, one of those.
Yeah, but he wasn't lighting the world up there either. He had to go to the combine.
Sure.
Because he played with a bunch of other Ryan Fitzpatrick's.
Right.
You can't have him at linebacker and defensive back and running back.
No. But, let's look forward to this week. And
I am looking forward to this week.
I will call out the game. You tell me your pick. And And these are all the SEC games, all the teams that are playing this week. I'm going to try to get through all of them quickly, especially the smaller ones.
That's how you slide.
That's how you slide. And good job, Cowboy Bob. Isn't that his name? I haven't watched Pee Wee's Playhouse in like 10 years, so I forgot his name.
I forget what his name was.
It's Cowboy Steve Troy.
Cowboy Troy says you want a little tangy tang tang.
Oh, that's right. He used to be with Big and Rich.
Yeah. He still is. He does the Elvin song. You want a little zang and you zang zang. They got a girl now, too.
Do they?
Is this right in your face?
No.
Yeah, she is.
He is talking about the smoke emanating from the top of his head right now.
Yes. Come along.
But we got Charleston Southern against Vanderbilt.
Ah, we have a spread on that.
Probably 600.
I'll take Mandy.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what Charleston Southern's record is?
No.
They are 5-0 against 1-5 Vandy. Just throwing that out there. Vandy could pull this off.
You know, they go to Georgia this year too.
Charleston Southern does?
Yeah.
Good for them. That check will
clear.
Those
aren't the Chanticleers, are they? We need more dogs.
They may be.
Cat in the house.
But the Charleston Southern, not only good for them if they play against UGA, but that check will clear by Tuesday morning.
Yeah, I'll take Mandy. Confidently.
All right. Let's go Chattanooga against Tennessee.
I'll take Tennessee. You got to remember now, Vandy was up 14-0 on South Carolina.
It's true. I'm not saying Vanderbilt's bad. I'm just saying.
No, they're bad.
Well, I mean, in SEC standards, they're awful.
Yes.
But, in other divisions, they may not be because they wouldn't have to play against these guys.
Yes.
But, I'll take Tennessee in that one. That's pretty much a wash. Kentucky is against UL Monroe.
Take Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Performing well.
Now let's get into the actual SEC versus SEC
Stamps
game.
Stamps is a player. I know I've said it every week.
Yeah.
Wow. Stamps is a player.
Wow, that was quick. But let's go LSU in Florida.
Oh, where is that one?
It's in Florida, in the swamp.
I don't know why I even asked LSU. LSU is not...
Yeah, because Driscoll's going to be playing again, and nothing personal on that kid, but no.
Well, the thing is, I really don't care where... I shouldn't have asked where they were playing, but LSU's not going to follow up a stinker with another stinker.
No, Les Miles not going
to
allow it.
It might be 12-11.
If he thought they were going to lose again this week, I feel like he would probably just not get on the bus.
Yeah, like I said, it might be 12-11.
All right, I'm going to agree with you on LSU there.
They're probably favored.
They may be.
They should be.
They should be. I don't have the spread
Kentucky
in front of me.
Kentucky had that game in Florida.
Yeah, they did. Let's go Ole Miss against Texas A&M.
That's a game right there.
That is in College Station.
That's right, it is in College Station. That's a game right there. I don't know. I mean, is it already time for a letdown?
What, for the Ole Miss Rebels?
Ole Miss, they're not going to get any higher than they got last week. Did you follow the Twitter feed where people followed the goalposts around town and some guy ended up with it in his living room?
Is that where it is? They're still looking for it.
They cut it up into three pieces. Like the athletic director said, guys, don't hurt yourself cutting this up. Contact us and we'll cut it up for you.
Because
cutting it up is, it's
part of tradition.
It's steel. If untrained people are trying to cut steel.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
Heavy steel.
It's not pretty.
Yeah, you've never done it before.
Yeah.
I might have to go with Ole Miss. They've got the defense.
Yeah, I wish I could go against it, but I feel like Ole Miss is going to win this one.
Yeah, they've got
There's a loss coming, but I don't think it's this week.
No, I don't think it'll be pretty. It might be something 24-22, 23-19. It won't be pretty.
Yeah, I was thinking like 25-22, somewhere in there.
But anything with a W next to it.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely. Let's go Alabama, Arkansas.
Alabama, by 10 plus.
I'm going to go Arkansas. Not just to be different, but I like what Arkansas is doing. And like I said, I feel like they play Alabama football better than Alabama does right now.
Yeah, and I really would rather Arkansas win. because of who they have next week.
But it's like the LSU thing. I don't see them following up a loss with another loss. But at the same time, I think it is this week.
Well, I really want Arkansas to win, personally.
Yeah.
Who they have next week coming to Little Rock.
Right.
So I'd rather them be high on the hog instead of motivated and PO'd all week. But I still feel Alabama. I don't know the last time they lost two in a row. I'd have to look that up. It's been many moons. Probably since Saban's first year, whenever 7-6.
Probably. That's what I was saying. Whatever his rookie year there, probably.
Auburn, Mississippi State.
Yeah, let's go there next.
That's in Starkville.
It is.
Auburn's hitting on all cylinders. They're back up at number two. It's starting to look like a rematch to me of last year's national championship game. I know we've got a long way to go before I can say that.
Correct.
But I'll go ahead and I'll pick Auburn with another big victory in the West to really get out in front, put some space between them and the other opponents.
I'll go Mississippi State, and not just for the awesome people I met at that wedding, and because there were a lot of Mississippi State people. Like I said, I feel like every SEC school except for probably Vanderbilt was probably in that room. I mean, even Texas A&M people and all that. But
right,
I'm gonna say the Starkvillians will get this one.
So if they win, let's dovetail off of that.
Okay.
Are them and Ole Miss gonna be tied for second next week?
That's so ridiculous.
I thought
we got away from this stuff, this whole tying thing, but apparently I was wrong on that.
That's kind of a cop out.
Yeah.
I didn't want to offend anybody.
No, I can't.
Because the Mississippi State people crashed. Not Mississippi State, the people from Mississippi. Were they the Mongolia State? Magnolia State?
Magnolia.
Mongolia.
Yeah. I don't think there's a great wall over there. There could be.
Nah, the Magnolia State crashed pine bombs collars today.
Ah.
Until old Phyllis was able to call in.
Under the radar, though.
Yeah. Not anymore. I'm sure that'll be everywhere. That'll be one of the commercials from now on.
That's probably part of the intro.
Yeah, I'll go with Auburn on that.
Yeah, and like I said, I'll go the Starkvillians, as I just probably created in the
And
word.
I'm not really picking, I'm not against Mississippi State.
Oh, no. It's just, you know, when we get to these tough games like this, we're not splitting on purpose just for the sake of the show. It's just we've realized that the tide has to, and not the Crimson Tide, but the tide of this game, it's a 50-50 swap.
Right.
You got to fall off the fence right or left. You fell to the right, I fell to the left, you know.
And I'm not necessarily falling anywhere, but it's a tradition of these games.
Yes.
And like I was saying with Ole Miss, their defense will save them. But I think they're going to have a lull. I mean, there's going to be points in that game against A&M to where they're looking sluggish. Because they just had such an emotional high just
right.
7 days ago. I think it'll be the same way with Mississippi State.
Well, and in the last game, number 13 Georgia is going to go to number 23 Missouri. Now, Missouri knocked them off last year, did they not?
They did. That was a...
I know it was a different game. But
well, Gurley didn't play.
Could this be a revenge game is what I'm saying.
Gurley didn't play. Marshall didn't play.
Morgan didn't play, right?
Morgan played.
Who am I missing?
Malcolm Mitchell didn't play.
He was the receiver that hurt himself.
Michael Bennett didn't play.
Yeah, there was like...
Michael Conley didn't play.
There was like a third of the receiving corps that didn't play.
Yes, and they had some pretty bad turnovers as well, which,
right.
You know, Mr. Sam came in and stuck it to him and made it happen.
Right.
No pun intended.
Nope.
That's
why I left that where it was.
Right. I just said no pun intended.
Hey, co-defensive player of the year last year, so, you know.
Well, you know, you got to...
He can play.
Sometimes you just got to lock arms with somebody and share it.
Yep.
No, I think Georgia's going to win. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be another Mason-like performance. 17 for 22 with 115 yards passing. Hoping Gurley keeps it up.
Me too. He's exciting to watch. And I already know where he's going to play next year. So.
Well, yeah, it'd be nice if it was close, but I think...
It'll be close. About 5.5 hours from here.
Well, 5.5 hours. I was thinking 90 minutes east. Depending on the traffic.
No, he won't be there.
Well,
I know where he's going
to
go.
I hope he doesn't go to Jacksonville.
That's where he's probably headed.
Oh, God.
He's going to be the next MJD in Jacksonville. Jacksonville is nice. It's nice weather all the time.
Nice, real nice weather.
If you ever played Grand Theft Auto, that's what the city reminds me of as far as the layout. It's a really cool layout, but yeah. They need a running back, and if he's there, that's where they're going to go.
Yeah, they need a lot more than a running back, and I feel bad for him if he's brought there to be the savior. They need to let Bortles get pieces around him, not behind him.
Oh, their running game is running game and offensive line are their problems. I say that knowing I was just on the Jaguar show for Impact Media, so.
So start with the offensive line. You don't get a running back, then go to the offensive line. You get the offensive line first.
They can fix that in the offseason.
Look what Dallas is doing, man. I know.
I know how Jaguars are going to draft, and that he's on their board already.
So he should stay.
I didn't say that on the show, but that's
stay and
that's
break all of Herschel's records.
All of he should stay and break Goldberg's records. Play defense for a year.
He could. He would be a nice safety. He'd hurt somebody.
He'd be a fun linebacker.
Yeah.
He would hurt somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You give him a three-step head start on hitting somebody in the backfield.
Oh, you give him a three-step head start on hitting somebody with a ball in his hands.
He's like this guy on TV now, Marshawn Lynch. People are scared to tackle him. It hurts.
Yeah. Is that it? Did we address Florida? They got LSU, right? I'm sorry.
Yeah. So you got Georgia?
I got Georgia. I don't know what the point spread is. I'd stay away from the point spread.
Yeah.
I don't like Georgia in any point spreads this year.
No, they're not good at covering at all.
Nah. They might have covered this past week. No, they didn't cover this week.
No, they didn't.
It was 25.
I believe you said for 2 weeks in a row, cause even off the show, because we didn't do it last week. Even off the show, I think you told everybody, don't pull the points there.
No,
I want to go Missouri because they beat them last year. But like you said, all those people are back. Not like Ole Miss, who actually is.
I was really shocked at the numbers I saw today.
You know, give me Georgia in that game. And I do think it's going to be ugly. We're looking, 33-30. Probably not even that high. It's probably 29-27-ish.
Yeah, 28-25.
Because mainly in college is when you get scores like 29. So.
Yeah. I thought that Missouri's offense had been performing a lot better. But I think they're at 37 points a game.
Wow.
And right at 400 yards a game. And Georgia's at 459 and change. And 45.5 a game. Not that matters to the Hail Beans, because Georgia had a 66-0 that they hung on somebody.
Yeah.
But the rushing numbers, Missouri's right at 178, and Georgia's at 288 a game. That's going to make the difference. I think everybody, that doesn't take any great prognostication to know that Georgia's buttering their bread with the running game this year. Kind of weird to see.
Yeah.
Being a Georgia guy for so long, because we didn't see this at all last year.
No,
Murray was averaging 300 yards a game passing.
Right, and that was with the third and fourth string running back. Wide receivers.
Yeah, and Gurley did play a little. I think he played missed four games last year, maybe just three.
He played six games, seven.
He had 900 yards rushing. So
under his numbers normally, that's about three games in, right?
Yeah. So far, yeah.
But
did we leave out any of the smaller ones?
No, I don't think so. So let's see. We both had LSU against Florida.
Yeah.
We both have Tennessee over Chattanooga.
Correct.
We both have Kentucky over UL Monroe.
Yes.
We both have Ole Miss over Texas A&M.
Yeah. Which that's a pick 'em. We're just picking them.
Right.
It's just a defense.
I think that's what's going to come down to. It's whoever has the ball last, and whoever makes that stop.
Yes.
We were split. You had Vandy. I have Charleston Southern.
Okay.
You picked Vandy. I'm just saying. If you want to swap, that's fine.
Right. Go ahead. Stick with those.
you have Alabama. I have Arkansas on that game. You took Auburn. I took Mississippi State. And we're both homering out for Georgia. Does that sound about right?
Yeah. Why do I think we're missing a team?
We're not, because there are...
I'm wrong.
There are 13. Somebody's off this week. I forgot who it is. But there's 13 teams playing this week. Alright, whoever we're missing here.
South Carolina's off this week.
Yes, that's who's off.
See, I knew we were missing somebody.
I knew we were missing somebody.
I go ahead and pick
South Carolina. See, I've almost forgot about it.
Yeah.
because they're pretty much...
Not pretty much.
Yeah. But, any closing remarks?
No, it's going to be another great weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a great
weekend. I don't know if we're going to have all the upsets that we have.
No, I wouldn't put a lot of... Well, because a lot of these spreads are so close that really they're not upsets even if the other team wins.
No, I'm talking about nationwide.
Right, right.
Out of conference.
Because it was insane this week.
I'm trying to think of any big matchups we have out of conference. I can't think of any.
There probably are some.
Notre Dame, Florida State is next week.
I'll put a lot of faith in that game, but that's just me.
Well, Florida State gave up 48 to NC State. We'll
talk about it next week.
But then Clemson shut out NC State 41-0.
Yeah, it's like the NFL. Every week is completely different from the week before it. That's why we tune in, because you never know what's going to happen.
Ask the Saints.
Exactly.
And the Buccaneers. They should have.
And the Falcons and the Panthers and that entire division.
Buccaneers should have won yesterday.
They should have, but I'm glad they did. I did quite well.
Well, you might have done well, but not good for the Falcons.
No. But that's another day, another dollar, another show.
Dollars?
Of course.
What?
It's football. There's money involved.
Oh, that's right. There's money involved.
Is that another? I swear, we're going to have to get off here, and we're going to have to go up to Washington and stop Russell Wilson, because nobody else seems to be able to right now.
That's 60 yards in the first 8 minutes for him.
It is. And you know,
rushing.
For everybody that'll listen to this,
we're constantly gathering content.
Right. For everybody that'll listen to this, probably on a Tuesday, I think this is when this will actually air. We are watching the Monday night game as we do this. They finally turned off Pee Wee's Playhouse. Even though at this point, we might want to flip it back on.
It looks the similar defense.
We might want to flip it back on. There are a lot of talking furniture.
The word of the day is QB scramble. That's two words, isn't it?
Yeah. It's, if we had the sound up, I'm sure it's whatever Gruden word it is.
Yeah. Well, we should have done. We'd be wore out if we're doing that workout game we looked at earlier.
Yes.
I'm sure.
For Mr. Joe Pym, I am Jeremy York. We'll see you guys next week for the Impact Media SEC show.
That'll be week six, right?
Week six
review.
Yes.
Or week five review.
Everybody's played five games going this week, so this is the week six games. We'll be talking about the week seven games. Yes.
Well, I guess on the bike. We must have got hurt.
That's ridiculous. But we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening.